inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency. Better you should pray to God, the Father and the Spirit will guide you and protect you from up here. Can you hear me?
Well, hour number three. As I said last week, I haven't done 3 hour shows in a long time, and I'm absolutely amazed that I used to do 3 hours of radio every single day. How I did it, I've got absolutely no idea. First, let me apologize for not being on the show yesterday, and I have a legitimate reason for not being on the show yesterday. As you know, Scottsdale, Arizona was the vortex of everything this weekend with the Super Bowl and with the FBR Open. And so on Sunday, I was minding my own business, not planning on doing anything, when a friend of mine called and informed me that he had been invited to a box suite on the 16th hole of the TPC. This is most probably the most famous hole in golf, where on Saturday it exceeded all records for a golf tournament in the history of golf. There were 175,000 people on this teeny little golf course in Scottsdale, Arizona. Reluctant as I was to go, because I don't like large crowds of people, anyway, I decided to go. And if you've ever been to a golf tournament, you'll know that there's a lot of walking involved, even if you do have box seats on the 16th hole. And someone who suffered with a bad back for decades, I knew that more than likely it wasn't a smart thing to do, especially in light of the fact that the weather was cold, but nevertheless, my better judgment got the best of me, and so that's what I did on Sunday, and I woke up on Monday morning, I could hardly move, and so I spent the rest of the day flat on my back on the couch, didn't move a muscle. So my apologies for doing that, because it was my fault, and I knew perfectly well that if you do stupid things, you're going to pay a price. So I paid the price, so my apologies for not being here and wimping out on injured reserve yesterday. Well, as we mentioned before, it was a wild day on the markets. Dow Jones Industrials closing down 370 points, end the day at 12,265, NASDAQ off 73 at 2,309. Currently, crude oil off 28 cents at $88.13. The big story today was the U.S. dollar, higher by 78 basis points at 76.14. Needless to say, we had a little profit take place in the gold and silver markets, and we'll give you those prices when we return.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Australia, they are having a bad day. South Africa is having a bad day as the Johannesburg Stock Exchange also opened substantially lower. And the same goes for the Japanese market. Nikkei down 195 points at the open. Still got a long way to go. Gold in New York closed down $18.30 to end the day at 887.40. Gold had a low of 883, a high of 898. To give you some idea, as I've said to you many times before, do not be shocked or amazed to see $20, $30, or $40 swings in the price of gold on a daily basis. It's just the world that we live in. Silver off 42 cents to close at 1636. Silver didn't have much of a trading range, had a low of 1626, a high of 1655. Platinum off $15, profit taking, definitely taking place there because none of the power problems have been sorted out in South Africa. Platinum closing at $1,780. Palladium off $8 at $420. Currently in Asian trading, gold's up a dollar at 888.40, silver flat at 1636, same for platinum and palladium. As we mentioned, crude oil down 28 cents at $88.13, and the U.S. dollar miraculously stronger during the day, even though there was many news reports during the course of the day that the Fed may be spurred to cut rates before March the 18th, when they meet again. And they're not talking about a paltry quarter-point cut, they're talking about a full-blown half-point cut. The question is, what does the Fed know that we don't know? Well, we'll try and explore that, but first let's go to the phones. We've got Clarence in Oklahoma. Hey, Clarence.
Yes, Robbie. Yeah, I didn't quite get a chance to say exactly what I wanted to say earlier, but I sat here and typed. I'm computer illiterate. I can't. I typed an entire deal to you, which was my my big tome, as they say. And it didn't work, but I'll get to the deal. And this is what I wanted to say, and I'll put it right here, make it real quick, because you only got an hour here. I checked around, and if anybody out there, you know, like I said, I got the coins today. Mm-hmm. I'm holding them in my hand. A lot of people don't really know what that feels like. Like I said, a little child at Christmas. But I'm also going to say another thing. Those people don't know that those little coins there, if it comes right down to it, that's what's going to save their lives. Or at least get them through this entire mess that's going on.
Well, it also amazes me whenever I put a gold coin in somebody's hands, 99.9% of the time, the first words out of their mouth is, "Ooh, it's so heavy."
Exactly. Exactly. That's exactly what I wanted to say. It has a heft to it.
Well, sure. You know, it's a real deal.
And like I said, when you drop a silver coin or a gold coin, they've got a heft and they make a ringing sound.
Sure.
Just for your
information, because a lot of people ask me, how do I know this is a real gold coin?
Yeah.
If you take a gold coin and you balance it on the tip of your finger like a symbol,
right,
and you hit it with a pen, it will have a long, distinct ring to it. And only gold does that. Gold's the only metal that will do that. There's no other metal known to exist on the planet that will ring like gold will ring.
Yep.
And so without doing chemical tests or a whole bunch of other things.
Assays and all that kind of stuff.
The simplest test to do with gold is just balance it on your finger, hit it with a pen. If it rings, you got gold.
Well, I just wish I hadn't lost my, because I'd written you a long deal, which probably didn't mean much of anything, but, well, I was just going to say that you're one of the great patriots that came over here from a long way around.
Yes.
From Britain.
Well, and I hope I don't, well, not actually, from Africa.
I know, but still, your ancestors came from Britain.
Yes, well, all our ancestors came from somewhere else. Which is the problem we find ourselves
in
today.
And that's what we find ourselves in. But I'm so glad that, and I wanted to say just at the end of the whole deal, I just want to say that, you know, just give you kudos for being from another place and seeing what's happened and how the elites of the world can tear. I mean, are after us, and when you find out about it, at least tell everybody about it. Just get on top of the rooftops and start shouting or something, you know. And I don't know, I hope I'm not sounding too weird, but, you know, that needs to be, you know, we need to start handing this stuff out.
Yeah.
If they don't find out what's going on here, and that's why you are so important, because you and anyone, like I said, there are the average person out there has no idea. If they found the coins I have right now in my hand, and those were those 1881 Indian coins, Liberty coins, they would not know what they are. They put so much money. I'll tell you why, Robbie. They put so much faux, F-A-U-X, not, you know, faux coins. The average person doesn't know what real money is. They don't.
Well, sure.
That's why
they did that intentionally. That's why they separated from the gold standard.
Yeah, and they have no idea. And if I'd had any kind of sense back when I was about, I think we're about the same age back in the 70s. Even though I wasn't making that much money, you know, because inflation hadn't really hit yet, I'd have bought gold like nobody. $35 an ounce when they came off the gold standard.
Yep.
I should have been buying it, and I thought, well, but back then, $35 was a lot of money, you know. It's all about the inflation.
Yep.
Well, I don't want to keep you tied up here, Alex.
Thanks, Clarence. I appreciate it. Means a lot. Thank you, sir. Well, we could talk about gold and silver, I suppose. Or we could talk about, and I'm always reluctant to talk about this because this is not fear mongering, and I don't want to scare people out there. But we are facing, without question, one of the toughest financial conditions that anybody has faced in this country. Since the Great Depression. And we will, without question, dwarf the catastrophe of the Great Depression. We are right now in a recession, but nobody wants to admit it. And you usually find that the economists will always tell us, not when we're in a recession, but they will admit to the recession when we coming out of a recession. The 2001 recession, for instance, was denied for many years until people came around and said, yeah, well, we were in a recession in 2001. Why did it take you so long? But this recession started in December. And it will be worse than the mild one that we had in 2001. The recession of 2008 will be more severe for several reasons. First, we have the biggest housing bust in U.S. history. And home prices are likely to fall anywhere from 20 to 30 to 40% in value. Just depends on where you live in the country. Second, because of a credit bubble that went beyond mortgages and because of reckless financial innovations and securitization, the ongoing credit bust will lead to a severe credit crunch. U.S. households today, whose consumption, and this is important, whose consumption is over 70% of the GDP, have all spent well beyond their means for years, and are piling up massive amount of debt, both mortgage and otherwise. And now that home prices are falling and a severe credit crunch is emerging, you are going to start seeing brand name American companies going bye-bye. And we'll list some of those companies that are going to disappear from the landscape in 2008. Okay.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
The flip side for Super Tuesday, Nikkei down 400 points in a few minutes after opening. It doesn't spell good for the rest of the financial markets. Be interesting to see what happens in the early hours of tomorrow morning, because if the patterns of the past few weeks are any indication, you'll see the plunge protection team hard at work when Dow futures will indicate the Dow opening down 200-300 points. Whether or not that's going to fray the nerves of those on Wall Street, who knows? Allied Van Lines today, along with its corporate parent, filed for bankruptcy protection. It's the latest victim of heavy debt load and a downturn in the U.S. housing industry. I mean, this is a problem that a lot of people don't get. I mean, there's ripple effects that are taking place because of the bust in the housing boom. Allied Van Lines, obviously, is one of those folks who shift people around the country. And it may be a victim of something else, which is the downsizing in America today. I mean, each week for the past 15 years means a whole lot fewer people are moving their employer transfers with them to new cities or, for that matter, new countries. But What are the other names that may fall by the wayside? And just bear in mind that it wasn't so long ago that we had a whole slew of American icons that if you said to people, there's a possibility that these companies could disappear, they would have laughed at you. Let me run down a few of the names. Firestone, American Motors, Texaco, Pan Am, WorldCom. I mean, just to name a few, these are large American companies. They were at the top of their industries. Pan Am was a leading global airline for decades. They're all gone. Some were sold off, others went bankrupt, and the question is who could have predicted it? And there are several iconic U.S. companies that may well not exist at the end of 2008 when this carnage is all said and done. Some may not even make it halfway through the year. Not all will go out of business. Some may simply be auctioned off in pieces. Others may be bought. These companies will not exist in their current forms as they are known to their shareholders and consumers right now. When a company ceases to exist as an independent entity, it is not necessarily bad for shareholders. Some may be worth more in parts. Often a bust-up or a merger is what brings owners the most money. And ultimately, one guy that knows how to do this real well is Mitt Romney, because that's how he made his millions. Taking companies, breaking them up, selling off parts, not really caring what happens to the employees. So let's run down a few of the companies, household names today, that more than likely are going to disappear. Motorola was the number two handset maker in the world a little more than 2 years ago. Its Razzie, its phone, took the wireless industry by storm. It did not follow that product up with another winner, and its largest rival, Nokia, began to take up market share. Then you had smaller competitors like Samsung and Sony Ericsson. They came out with popular phones, and Motorola was under siege. Carl Icahn took a stake, and he tried to get the company to improve its payout or sell-off of some of its divisions. The board obviously dispatched him, sent him away. And since then, at Motorola, things have gotten worse. Motorola's share price was over $25 in late 2006. It now stands at around $13. The company has announced that it may spin off its handset business. This is obviously one of those companies that's an icon, and especially here in the Valley of the Sun, where it has a big presence. It's even hard to fathom that this company could go bye-bye, especially if you had to see the size of the complexes of DAS dotted around the valley. Sears Holding. It's experimenting at a merger with Kmart. Now, unfortunately, both were in bad shape to begin with. Putting them together did not help either business. The company has a 52-week high of $195, now trades at $106. Sears has now reported a string of bad earnings. And last week's reports begin to appear that there's a possibility that the company may be, as with all of them, divided up, chopped up, sold off. And so that icon at the local shopping mall will no longer be there. Just be a big box empty store. We'll have more when we return.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
His daughter down the aisle. I feel my knees start to tremble as I tell the preacher, "Don't she look beautiful tonight?" All the wonderful words in my head I've been thinking, you know I wanna say them all just right. Lift your veil, angels start singing, such a heavenly sign, yeah. Lost in this moment with you, I am completely consumed by feeling so absolute, there's no doubt. Stealing our love with a kiss, waiting my whole life for.
Welcome back to the Flip Sign, talking about companies that may disappear from the landmark of the land of the free. Citigroup is a big one. It's almost certain that it's going to be facing additional write-offs. As a matter of fact, some people estimate Citigroup's write-off could total some $300 billion. We throw out these numbers and people just don't even comprehend the size that we're talking about. Fortune magazine last week has written that Citi has another $37 billion in collateralized debt obligations on its balance sheet. It also has LIBOR loans, which it cannot syndicate because of poor credit markets. Shares of J.P. Morgan and Bank of America have recovered a little bit from their initial sell-offs, but they were hammered today. Citi didn't recover at all today. Wall Street is worried that the level of risk in owning the shares is just too great. A close look at the bank shows that it is some vulnerable businesses which could operate independent of the troubled part of the company. Citi's wealth management operation grew at 27% last quarter. The division includes Smith Barney. The firm's international consumer revenue rose 45%. It is Citi's securities and banking operations which are dragging the company down. With a recession and more financial company write-offs coming, Citi will have to get smaller by selling one or two of its other businesses. The global wealth management business had $3.5 billion in revenue in the fourth quarter, had $523 million in net income. Citi's market cap is just a mere $150 billion now, and its consumer units could be worth more if they are split up and broken up. So there's a distinct possibility that you could see Citigroup saying goodbye. Other companies, try Ford, try Yahoo. All these companies are in serious financial trouble. AMD, the second largest provider of chips and processors for servers and PCs, it's in a world of hurt. Sprint is in a world of hurt. Quest is in a world of hurt. All these companies could become dinosaurs. It's just a simple fact of life. It's trickle down disaster, if you will, as opposed to trickle down economics. This is a trickle down. It affects. I mean, it's like an octopus. It has so many tentacles. It is almost impossible to keep track of everything. Anyway, let's go back to the phones. We've got Richie in Louisiana. Hey, Richie.
Hey, good morning, Robbie Noel. I just want to refer to a call that was a few minutes earlier, and it you guys talked about how when you hold that gold coin in your hand,
yes,
that feeling you get, and it's universal. And I had just yesterday gone into my local coin store, because I'm not, you know, whenever I can save a few dollars, I try to buy some gold or silver. But it's not on, I'm not a big investor, because I'm not one. I'm a week-to-week kind of paycheck guy, you know. Anyway, I got the. I wanted to get one of those Austrian Philharmonic ounces of gold, and he didn't have them. So he. I ended up getting. He didn't have the American Eagles either. So I got one of those Buffalo gold, $50 gold pieces.
Yes, sir.
But it's come in a hermetically sealed wrapper from the United States Mint, and I want to try the ting test with it and get that thing in my hand. Would you recommend?
No. This is an exception to that rule.
Yes.
First of all, you've got to understand, anything that's stamped U.S. government with a legal tender valuation on it, that's your guarantee to its authenticity and its quality. It's from the U.S. Mint. It's faking a buffalo coin would be akin to printing up $100 bills. If they caught you, you'd go to jail for the same amount of time.
Right.
And especially with a buffalo. Now, there's a reason why the mint seals those coins. Buffaloes are pure gold. They're 24 karat. It's the softest metal known to mankind. It is very easy to damage that coin.
Keep it hermetically sealed, in other words.
Well, sure, and they do that for a very good reason.
Yeah.
Because 24 karat is such a soft metal, and there's no question. I mean, the buffalo probably is, in years to come, numismatists are already writing that it is, because the St. Gaudens, which was minted between 1907 and 1933, has always been regarded as the finest gold coin ever struck by any mint on the planet, period.
Wow.
But there's no question the buffalo could, and it is. It's a magnificent coin, as you can attest to. It's a striking coin to look at.
I'll just keep it in that seal then.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this is a thing that and a lot of people can't understand when we start talking about 22 carat and 24 carat. As you most probably learn from your experience, they were going to sell you a Philharmonic or American Eagle or a Buffalo all for the same price.
Well, no, it wasn't quite the same price. There was a variation in the price.
Between which one?
Between all three of those.
Well, there shouldn't really be a difference, because basically what you're dealing with is an ounce of gold.
That's what I thought.
And if you're dealing with a 22-carat gold coin, it is 22-carat because it has an alloy added to it. But it is still a one-ounce pure gold coin.
Understood.
And that's what gold is priced on. Like, for instance, today, a one-ounce American Gold Eagle will cost you $932.80. That's the same price I'd sell a Philharmonic for, and the same price I'd sell a Buffalo for.
Wow. Would you do one coin, or do you think it's worth it for somebody like me to all the way from Louisiana with the postage, or just go down to my local coin dealer?
Yeah, it's much easier just to go down to your local coin dealer.
Yeah, and like I said, I try to save up, Robbie, and get as few little coins as I can when I can, so in the event that, you know, well, it's just real money, you know?
Oh, sure. Oh, look, gold is affordable to anybody out there. Granted, you're going to pay a higher premium as the smaller coin you go to.
Right.
As a matter, the smallest gold coin that the U.S. Mint produces is a tenth of an ounce. It's about the size of a button. Well, I shouldn't say that. About the size of a dime. A tenth ounce is going to cost $106. If you had to buy 10 of them, obviously you're paying $1,060 an ounce. But that's the price you pay for, obviously, a small denominational coin.
Yeah.
And so gold is affordable. I mean, if that's all you can afford, so that's achievable. The same goes for silver. Unfortunately, the way that we are set up here at Republic Trading Group, as I've said many times before, we ship to you directly from the major wholesalers in the United States, and they set limits on what size orders we can take. And that's just simply based on, obviously, the cost of labor and the cost of everything that goes into filling a $200 order. They do it for logistic reasons, no other reason than that. And unfortunately, I don't have the time, as the one gentleman asked me, well, why don't I buy a bag of junk silver and sit down and roll up quarters and dimes? I don't have the time for that.
Mm-hmm.
Because that is very labor intensive, and if I had to charge labor costs on doing that, it would be cost prohibitive to anybody who was mining it. And so it's much better if you are looking at small purchases to find a coin dealer in your area, and I'm sure you found them to be very nice people.
Oh yeah, yeah.
They're not sharks. If you know, I mean, how can anybody rip you off if you know what the actual price of gold and silver are selling at?
Well, he quotes it to you right there, you know, when you go in.
Oh, sure. Usually they'll have a board up where they'll have the spot price of gold, because that's how they value their product every day.
Yeah.
And it's all there. I mean, as I said to you, I mean, you've got spot gold right now at 800 and it's almost $890. It's up almost $2 in the aftermarket. So that's the spot price of gold. I gave you the price of an American Gold Eagle at 932. So you can evaluate what the difference is between spot price and what you pay for. And that premium, which is about $40, is not what the coin store makes or what I make. That is the premium that is charged over and above what the mint charges. Our spread is less than 5%. So once you know what the spot price of gold is, you know what a one-ounce American Gold Eagle sells for, You can go in a coin store and be very secure in knowing that they're doing you right. Same thing goes for a silver eagle. I mean, you know what the price of silver is. Silver's selling for $16.30.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you're paying $17 or $18, depending on what the product is, you're getting a good deal.
Well, I'm learning from you and others, like the coin dealer I go to, and some other guys I've heard on the Internet, and you're providing for us, Robbie, and I appreciate that.
Oh, sure. Look, you'll find anybody who deals, and you'll find this, the majority of coin store owners, the reason they are coin store owners is because they believe in what they do. They believe in, obviously, real money. I mean, that's what got them into the business in the first place. It's that belief system. And they are probably the most accommodating people you'll ever find out there who want to help and educate you about, obviously, the benefits of owning gold and silver.
Yeah, and I'm learning.
Yeah, it's in their blood. I mean, that's what we do, us gold bugs, if you want to label us with that. We want to educate people about the reasons you want to own gold as opposed to fiat currencies.
And that's right. What the guy said earlier, man, when you have that gold coin in your hand, you know it.
Oh, yeah, you know it's real. Oh, yeah, you'll have no problem bartering and exchanging with gold when you put gold. As a matter of fact, the toughest part when I put gold in people's hand is getting it back again.
I can see it now. Did that end up in my pocket? I'm sorry. Yeah. Robbie, thank you.
All right.
Okay, buddy.
Yeah, I mean, you got to understand. As I said, I deal with coin dealers a lot, and they all nice guys. They all, and besides the fact they all support Ron Paul, for goodness sake, get a grip out there. As a matter of fact, out of the four coin stores that I visit regularly in the Phoenix area, two of them have Ron Paul stickers, banners on the front of their windows. And we are waiting with great anticipation to see how Ron Paul does in the Valley of the Sun this evening, because you don't see any banners for any other wannabe president. You don't see John McCain banners. You don't see Barack Obama banners. There are Ron Paul banners all over the city, and you find them in the most amazing places, too. I mean, people have been really, really creative with it. And it's and if there's one state I actually had a small little hope that New Hampshire would live free or die, live up to its reputation, but I forgot they were all Yankees up there anyway, so they wouldn't get it. But if there's one state, Barry Goldwater Territory, that should go towards Ron Paul, and I'm praying for this one just simply because John McCain is our senator, completely unworthy. And if you want to understand why John McCain is now the presumptive Republican nominee, it's for no other reason than his support of AIPAC. And where do you think John McCain got his money from? A month and a half ago, not only was he not even mentioned as a front runner, he had no money. But then he started campaigning with Joseph Lieberman. And all of a sudden, things started turning around for him. The media became very John McCain friendly. And there's absolutely no debate that John McCain is getting aid and comfort, just like Hillary Clinton is. That's why she can never answer the question about why she voted to go to war. She gives all these convoluted reasons as her rationale for giving the president unbridled power to take this nation to war. And the reason she can't answer it is because the reason that she agreed to it was because pressure that she received from the Jewish lobby. I mean, got a couple of stories up on the website over the weekend that said White House hopefuls Clinton and McCain had the most fundraisers for people who lobby for foreign countries. Fundraisers for the presidential campaigns of Democrat Hillary Rodham Clinton and Republican John McCain lobby on behalf of foreign governments and sometimes help their clients gain access to policymakers in Washington, D.C. This was a report put out for the Center for Investigative Reporting and ABC News, for goodness sake. Anyway, we'll take a break if you like.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Final segment for this this interesting super Tuesday, and I'm almost embarrassed to admit this, But I'm actually rooting for Barack Obama to beat up on Hillary Rodham Clinton. I have to bite my tongue on that one. And I would get immense joy and pleasure out of seeing Ron Paul beating up on John McCain here in the Valley of the Sun. How this whole thing is going to turn out, as you all well know, and this is not to dissuade you from Ron Paul in any way, shape, or form, but the men in the shadows have already obviously chosen their candidate of who they want to be the President of the United States. It's a puppet position. I mean, everybody thinks that Washington somehow changes every 4 years or every 8 years when we elect a president. But the figureheads may change, the figureheads may be different, but the machine, the mechanism, and the people that run it are always the same. They don't change. They are entrenched and have been entrenched for decades. The power movers, the power shakers, they have complete and total control. This is why the CIA has been out of control for so many years. No president can come in and rein them in. They're an independent agency operating on their own with some strange agenda. It was the CIA that ultimately put Nelson Mandela into the presidency in South Africa. A lot of people don't want to accept that reality. I thought we were fighting the communists. I thought the CIA was supposed to be there to protect us from the evils of communism. But when you look at what the CIA has been up to for these past few decades, you'll understand that they are operating on some other strange plane. And the minions that facilitate them in Washington, D.C. are the same people that have been there for decades. So we are watching a show. We are watching a play out where we, the minions out there, think that somehow we are going to change the system. And unfortunately, it always ends up the same. Same old, same old. And you want to know why I say buy gold and lots of it? For that very reason, gold is beholden to nobody. It is independent of the minions of shadow. Till tomorrow, be about it.